the No campaign, the campaign in Ireland against the change of the constitution, is very strong. This isn't reflected in the opinion polls, but it's strong and it's getting stronger. So there is no certainty that the referendum in Ireland on May the 22nd will be passed. No certainty at all. Now let me just give you an indication of the power of the no side. I mean, even though Ireland is less observant as a Roman Catholic country, it's undoubtedly true that the backbone of the No campaign will be practicing Roman Catholics. And this Sunday, the Sunday that has just been, there has been a concerted move by the bishops of the Roman Catholic Church to put their point of view across to their congregation. So I expect that most of you listening to this will be in favour of a yes vote in the Irish referendum. I certainly am. But I would like to just give you an idea of what those of us in favour of yes are up against. So this is based upon a report in yesterday's Irish Times. And it gives quotations from four bishops and a archbishop. Ireland has a small number of archbishops, and one of them is from a place called Tuam in the west of Ireland. So I'm going to just summarise for you and quote you some things so that those of you who are maybe unfamiliar with the case made by the no side could be aware of what the no side regards as their strongest points. And these are the points that will, I think, influence people in the remaining days between now and the referendum on the 22nd of May. These are the points that need to be answered by the yes side. These are the points that may not be made at the doorstep by people who are being influenced by them, but this is what lies behind much of the no side. The one thing I will say is that the Roman Catholic Church hierarchy as a whole has made an overarching statement of its opposition to this potential change in the constitution. There are a number of bishops in Ireland, I can't tell you how many, but if I was on the no side, what I would be doing is every weekend between now and the referendum, and there might be, let's say, a couple of weekends to go, I'd get an archbishop to make a major statement and put it out in the press, and then I'd also get, you know, a quarter of my bishops or something like that to come out and issue their main guidance, so that every week I'd have a continuous stream of argument in favour of a no. And I don't have any reason to think that the strategists in the Roman Catholic Church, you know, wouldn't be at least, if not a lot more, astute in their judgment of how to campaign than I would be. So here, let's start off with the Archbishop of Tuam, Archbishop Michael Neary. Now, he said that this referendum is not about same-sex relationships or equality, but it's about the family. And he said that the family is a union of a man and a woman based on, and this is a big word used, the complementarity of male and female. Complementarity. Not a word that's been widely used in Ireland until this election campaign. And he says that it's based on this complementarity of male and female who have the potential for creating new life. He said the referendum is asking people to not only redefine marriage, but to redefine the family. And the consequences of this are by doing so, depriving children of the right to grow up in a family with a mother and a father. So the right to grow up in a family with a mother and a father, which I imagine that they are distinguishing between the right to grow up and the actuality, which in the complex social world in which we live is may often find that children are not brought up in a family with a mother and a father. Now, the Archbishop, according to the Irish Times, claimed that the Catholic Church was not being disrespectful to same-sex relationships. The Archbishop went on to say, civil partnerships, which, by the way, exist already, have already been introduced, which give same-sex couples the same rights as heterosexual couples. So why the need to redefine marriage? So that is the assertion on the no side, that same-sex marriage partnerships, that civil partnerships give same-sex couples the same rights. The Archbishop said that same-sex marriage was not a human right and that the same proposals had been defeated in a good lot of countries. And he says only one quarter of European countries have introduced same-sex marriage and none of them have been done by a popular vote. Absolutely correct there. Ireland, if this is passed, will be the first country in the whole world to pass same-sex marriage by a popular vote. And he says, our view of Christian marriage, properly explained and understood, is not in any way disrespectful of people who experience same-sex attraction. People who experience same-sex attraction. As a church, we believe every person is equal in the sight of God and should always be treated with love, dignity and respect. So that's the Archbishop, the more senior. Now let me quote you from four of the bishops. The Bishop of Limerick, a guy called Brendan Leahy. He said this referendum will have a profound impact on the public and personal lives of citizens. Now he put a letter to be distributed at churches. So it isn't just a sermon. This is backed up by a letter. And he said, this proposed change will have implications for the role of marriage and the family. He said his concern and the concern of people on the no side had to do with how the proposed redefinition of marriage will impact on society as a whole, on family life that's already challenged and who have a right, except when this is not possible, to be raised by a mother and a father. So he's saying that, except when it isn't possible, children have the right to be raised by a mother and a father. Moving on, the Bishop of Kerry, southwest of Ireland, a guy called Ray Brown, said that same-sex unions were fundamentally different from marriage. Same-sex unions were fundamentally different from marriage and should develop independently under a different name. So the Bishop of Kerry says it should be a different name. Here he says, as in many other Western countries, marriage, this is quotation, is under great pressure and from so many aspects of modern life, we have a grave responsibility not to adopt policies that could further seriously undermine it. Now, the Bishop of Kilmore, I can't actually remember where the Bishop of Kilmore is, where that is, but it's Leo O'Reilly. I think it's somewhere in the west of Ireland, but I can't be sure. He expressed, quote, serious concerns around freedom of religion in relation to the referendum. Quote, will teachers be obliged against their conscience to teach the new understanding of marriage in schools? Will marriage counsellors and others who offer couples Catholic marriage care are required to provide services to those who are manifestly at variance with our ethos? Will marriage counsellors and others who offer couples Catholic marriage care be required to provide services to those who are manifestly at variance with our ethos? Will priests, who are now generally recognized as official solemnizers of marriage on behalf of the state, be obliged to marry same-sex couples who request it? And he goes on, if a baker can be brought before the courts in Northern Ireland on such a trivial matters as refusing a request from a same-sex couple to supply a cake with a gay slogan, we can be sure that a priest will soon find himself in the same position here. So that's the Bishop of Kilmore. Two more to go. The Bishop Fonsy Cullinan of Waterford and Lismore, that's the southeast of Ireland, says common sense alone tells us every child should have its mammy and daddy. This has been the way since the dawn of civilization in every culture and in every continent. And he says, in what has turned out to be a desperately one-sided public debate, I hope you'll think long and hard about your decision. And finally, the Diocese of Clonfert, Bishop John Kirby said, to redefine marriage is to undermine it as a fundamental building block of society. Quote, marriage should be reserved for the unique and complementary relationship between a man and a woman from which the generation and upbringing of children is uniquely possible. So there you have it. They are the key arguments being put forward by the no side, and undoubtedly the backbone of the no side's, you know, philosophical position is based upon Roman Catholic thinking. So that's it. Thanks very much for listening. Hope that's been helpful to you and of some interest. Okay. Bye for now.